the fallacy of a strong black woman. They say, black woman, girl, you are strong. And I believe them, inseminated, then impregnated by it, gave birth to a me immersed in it, the poster pride of a strong black woman. Mother is so proud, for I am her, and she is her mother, and her mother, her mother. Strong black woman, a legacy that was not chosen but imposed, a self-fulfilling prophecy taken center stage, a character actor, my profile remains the same. I have upheld my heritage, suit up daily, wear it like a badge of honor, greeting the world with a smile, for today is another day you won't break my stride. Another day I will stand with my head held high. Another day I'll overcome your shit, though. This is another day a piece of blackness dies. Don't you hear? Another black body cries. Another denial racism is alive. Another use of microaggression counterintuitive to the current lie. Today, another day I can't let you see behind these eyes. To pry behind these lids of disguise. To excavate the genesis of this smile is to find a girl whose humanity was compromised at the expense of her existing. Strength was always my weakness, holding on to a persona that wasn't always a friend to me. An imperial regime dominated my identity, colonizing my sensitivities, suppressing my vulnerabilities. Ironically, it's solace for me. Black women are the mules of the world that confinement has never changed, standing guard for our black brothers, though we often feel neglected, tenacious rebels for our children as mothers, aunties, grandmothers, sisters, and godmothers. In a world so vicious to blackness, our lives will be meaningless if we didn't spearhead saving theirs. I'm not allowed to be sensitive, though I am. I'm not allowed to be vulnerable, though it's revolutionary. Weakness weakens strength, though it exposes my humanhood gracefully. I'm lost in my own womanhood, as the parts that make me whole are impalpable in this perpetual rendition of humanity.